You've got a handout tonight. Particular reason for that, I hope that this will be something that you'll keep in your Bible, you know, where you do your daily devotions at, and maybe use it as a prayer sheet. Lord, help me to be these things today. Some good stuff on there, not because I came up with it, but it's just because it's in the Word of God. Amen. And it's something we all need reminding of, and it's easy to forget. And of course, New Year's a good time to think on these things. Last night, there are many ways that folks brought in the New Year. Some went to drunken parties and drank the New Year in. And this morning, the New Year didn't seem so well for them as they get up with a hangover. Some attended other New Year's Eve parties with family or friends, stayed up late, and have started the New Year out very tired. Some have made New Year's resolutions. Many may be sincere in those resolutions, while others, they were just making a resolution. As soon as they break it, they'll be back to their old habits. You know, it's just what they do the first of the year. Some, and could say many, because I heard a lot of popping last night, both where I was at and on the way home. Some set off fireworks, and some attended fireworks displays somewhere, or others of you may have watched fireworks on TV and saw some stuff go off. So the new year started out with a bang, but now the smoke's cleared, and the excitement of the fireworks is now history, and people just settle. They're looking forward to settling back in the old routine. I mean, it's kind of like a new year, just a new number, 2020. You got to get used to writing it, right? Thankfully, they don't write checks too much anymore. The only check I write is to the church anymore for the tithe. Everything else, we use the plastic for and pay it off in full every month to get the points on the credit card. We use the points for stuff like going to see the grandbaby. And that's going to grandbabies, period. And we enjoy that. But to get used to writing 2020, I'd tell folks, go into your checkbook and just all the checks you got in there right now, put 2020, okay? And it'll every time you go to write a check, it'll be there, you know? But I probably won't use that many checks this year, huh? But I don't know. It's a good thing to keep in mind, though. But some have tended to watch night service like I did last night. I had a preacher friend that hosted one over in Jacksonville. He asked me to speak at it, and we sang many songs. In fact, he had me up there with the hosting pastor, myself, and another preacher were singing. We sang probably six or seven trios together. It was good. He had me singing lead, but we sang many songs, heard and offered a lot of testimonies, heard some good messages that may or may not take root in the lives of folks. You know, people have to heed what's been said. And that's true with any message. And we both heard and offered some prayers, as well as having some food and fellowship with fellow believers. But it was a late night. And so, yeah, I'm tired tonight about that. But some, hopefully, are really poised to have a happy new year because they've allowed God to do a work in their heart. You know, God's done something in your heart, I hope. You know, either through preaching or through studying the Word, maybe through tonight, but through what we're going to be going over. And you want to have 2020 be better than 2019. I know I certainly do. 2019 was a year to forget. I think a lot of us would probably say that. There was some trials. I mean, we just seemed to be a lot more than usual in 2019. But God was good. God gave us grace to get through it, and we look forward to this year that He has before us. We don't know what's going to happen, though, do we? We have no idea, and we never do. But God's always faithful. So how can we have a happy new year that will last throughout the year and make this year one that glorifies God in our lives? And so I give you a list here of things that we should strive to be in 2020 if we want to bring glory to God in our lives, which ought to be our goal. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So everything we do ought to be to God's glory. And of course, we know that we've been purchased by the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20 talk about our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So we're to glorify God, whatever we do, in our bodies and in our spirits. And so that's the goal. And I trust that's your goal in this coming year. And so I've given you some things to help, some things to strive to be. Doesn't mean that you're not going to stumble along the way, you know. So, we know that when we try to, that you take that first one, be humble and fear God. We try our best to be humble, but pride rears its ugly head quite a bit, doesn't it? It just really does. But if we are constantly reminding ourselves, keeping this in the forefront of our minds, just go over this list from time to time. You know, whether you want to go over every day or once a week, or I don't know, ever how the Lord leads you on that, but just some things to really help us get in the mind frame of doing what we need to do in order that our lives might glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So, number one, be humble and fear God. The Proverbs 22:4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor in life. There's no doubt a lot of folks have made a New Year's resolution. They're going to get rich this year. You know, this is the year they're going to start a business, or they're going to get serious about business or whatever, and getting rich is on their mind. Well, if you want to get rich in the things of God, it comes through humility and fear of the Lord. And we need to be reminded of that. And I trust that you want to be spiritually rich in Him. It brings riches and honor in life. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. 1 Peter 5:5-7, yea, all of you be subject one to another, be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, you know, when we think about this matter of humility, now, humility, if we all maintain an attitude of humility, you know that keeps down strife. If you're humble, it's almost impossible for you to have strife with somebody else. It just really is. And so it's a good thing to think on. Be humble and fear God. Number two, of course, can never be thankful enough. And we're talking about not only just being thankful to God. I mean, that's primarily we ought to be thankful to God. You know, we should begin our prayers with thanksgiving, I think. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, we give God thanks primarily. We enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, Psalm 100:4. But, you know, also our thankfulness to others. And when somebody does us good, somebody's a blessing or whatever, being thankful. Being thankful to the Lord for them, being thankful to them for what they've done for us. Number three, be kind and forgiving. This society that we live in right now could use a lot more kindness, couldn't it? I tell you, I've never seen anything like it before in my lifetime. But folks holding grudges and folks being fierce is the Bible word for it. It's one of the things that's in the list of the last days, perilous times, that men would be fierce. And we see that. I mean, people get in your face. You know, it's not just that they get upset. They they get totally out of control. And we need to be kind. We ought not to be such that we are out of control. That word kind, I've given you the definition. It means good, gracious, virtuous, mild, pleasant, benevolent. Be good to memorize Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32, there as we begin the new year. The things that we need to put off, some very rough stuff that he talks about there in verse 31 that ought not to be in the life of a believer. And we need to make sure that that's not a part of our lives. But we do need to make sure that kindness and forgiveness is a part of our lives. If we got bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, or malice, we need to put those things aside, don't we? Be merciful, number four. Why? Because the Lord's merciful with us. And if we find ourselves that we're not being merciful, we need to remember how the Lord has been gracious and merciful to us. Luke 6:36, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. You need to cut folks some slack a little bit, don't we? Just really do. I mean, it's we live in a time where it don't take long for folks to just get in a rage over nothing. Somebody out on the road makes a mistake. They didn't see you in the mirror and they cut you off. They didn't do it intentionally, you know. But people get in a road rage, and sometimes folks get out of control in that. Be merciful. Be kind and forgiving. Number five, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. And while I'm here on this one, I left one off. I noticed that I left one off that should be on here. You can add it to the end if you want to, but we ought to be a student of the word. Be a student of the word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That will help us if we're students of the word. The word will work on our heart, and that's why I have you go look at these verses that I've put with these things, and the more you go over them, the more they're going to become a part of you. I truly believe that. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. I mean, you can take and memorize the verses, and it's not going to do you any good unless you decide that you're going to be a doer of the word. So James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Number six, be transformed. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That transformation comes from the word. That's why I should have added right then there to be a student of the word. Be holy. We ought to seek be holy in our lives, in our walk, Christian walk. Ought to be a holy walk, because the one that's called us is holy. That's what 1 Peter 1:15 is about. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And of course that is quoting Leviticus 20, verse number 7, sanctify yourselves therefore, be ye holy, for I am holy. I am the Lord your God. We are to be strong in the Lord. Another thing, Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You know, our problem most of the time when we get in trouble is when we choose to walk in the flesh rather than walk in the power of the Lord. With this, you might put the Galatians 6 verse there. I think it's verse number 5. No, verse number 16, excuse me. Galatians 5, verse number 16 is what I should have told you. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So that's part of being strong in the Lord, is walking in the Spirit, His Holy Spirit indwells our life. Number nine, be a witness with your life. Be a good example. When somebody looks at you, they ought to be able to see Christ on you. Just ought to be. Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Be an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, that conversation is talking about behavior, manner of living, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be a good example of the believer, what a believer ought to be. And, you know, that somebody might glorify the Lord by saying, I believe that person, they say they're a Christian, they show that they're a Christian by the way they're living. That's a good witness. Be a witness with your lips, not just with your life. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And, of course, folks need the Lord, don't they? And they're not going to come to know the Lord by just looking at your life. You know, they need somebody to tell them about the Lord. And whether it be give them a track or tell them what Jesus did for you, be a witness. Be fruitful in every good work. Colossians 1, verse number 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do something for the Lord this year. Yeah. Determine that you're going to do something for Him. I mean, it can be a simple thing. You know, I think part of our problem, so many times we get self-centered. And if we're God-centered, we're going to invest our lives in others. And we ought to look to be fruitful in doing something good out there in the world. Be one who trusts in the Lord with all your heart. I love those verses. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, some of my favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. See, we get in trouble when we do that, don't we? So, well, I'm going to see if I can figure this out. Well, why don't you ask the Lord's help in figuring it out? You'd be a lot better off with that. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And then we see there also we need to be steadfast and faithful. Faithful people are failing. People who used to be faithful, used to could count on, it just seems like there's people are sliding away from faithfulness. We're to be faithful. We're to be steadfast. Then 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And of course, there in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 and 2, we're stewards of all that we have. And we're to be faithful stewards. Let a man so count of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So, be steadfast and faithful. And then number 14 there, be ready for the coming of the Lord. Because it could happen. Could happen tonight. It would satisfy me that this was the only day of 2020 that we saw. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for His coming? You know, be ready. Keep short accounts with the Lord. Don't let sin linger in your life. Because He could come at any point. And you don't want to unconfess sin there and be meeting Him with that. Just some stuff to help you, okay? I didn't want to be long tonight, but I did want to give you something to help you. And you're going to see this again Sunday morning. It's going to be in the announcements. I'll put it in there because I think it's something that'll help others. Now, they won't have the benefit of me having gone over it with you, but I'm hoping that folks will take it and that at least some will use it. Even if I can just affect one person, you know, I hope that all of you here tonight will just, you'll be mindful of this. Keep it near your Bible. Keep it near where you do your devotions. And be mindful of these things throughout the year. And it'll be a better year. It'll be a better year for us. Amen. All right, let's pull back out our prayer list. We'll pray for the needs, and we'll be dismissed.